Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
R. Kelly's music has been removed from Spotify. Beginning today, users of the music streaming service will no longer be able to find the singer's music on any of the streaming service's editorial or algorithmic playlists. Under the terms of the new public hate content and hateful content policy Spotify is putting into effect, the company will no longer promote his music, removing his songs from flagship playlists like Rap Caviar, Discover Weekly, or New Music Friday. Their decision to remove his music comes amidst allegations that he is running a sex cult and accusations of sexual violence by multiple women. Hashtag Mute R. Kelly movement began last month. Mind you, he hasn't been found guilty, nor tried, nor arrested. Get ready for Bad Boys for Life, and I don't mean Sean Diddy Combs. Bad Boy 3 is coming out. They just released the information. Sony has given a release date for the Martin Lawrence Will Smith upcoming film, Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys is the third film of the action comedy franchise with Will and Martin playing detectives Marcus and Mike. Can't wait for that. January 17th, 2020. It's going to be fun. So that's good, but here's the bad. New Edition is performing without two members. Actually, two of the main singers. So it's kind of like BBD with Bobby. So instead of New Edition, it's RBRM. The Jazz and Brand is reporting New Edition has made some changes to the group. They refer themselves as RBRM, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. Johnny Gill, Rob Trezvant were not mentioned or featured on a flyer promoting the group's new album and tour appearances. Bivins admitted that there was a tension or was tension in the group, but stated that he was hopeful that they would iron out their differences. He stated, I will do my part and talk and open up communication to get this ish back on track. We hope so too. I don't really like Johnny Gill with the group, but I mean, come on. Who's going to say, you better beware? Anyway, Chris Brown's being sued over sexual assault that took place at his home, reportedly. He's being sued by an unidentified woman who is referred to as Jane Doe. Doe has filed a lawsuit against the 29-year-old singer, accusing him of co-conspiring, aiding and abetting in a 2017 sexual assault that took place during a party at his house. Uh-oh, Gloria Allred is on the case. She held a press conference describing the incidents leading up to an alleged assault. She did not share details on that incident, but directed the media to review the lawsuit. She says, this is one of the most horrific sexual assault cases that I have ever seen, and our client, Jane Doe, has been severely traumatized by what she was forced to suffer. She is seeking general and punitive damages. Brown and a few other unnamed defendants are accused of sexual battery, gender violence, hate violence, assault, interference with exercise of civil rights, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and more. He needs to change back to Lil Dicky real quick.